Ministry of Education, Culture, Sport, and Youth. Secondary Education. Technical and Vocational Schools. Class B. 2 periods. End of Term Examinations, January 2022. Part 1. Listening Skills. You will hear 3 different recordings. You will hear each recording twice. Recording 1. You will hear a man talking about clothes. Decide whether the following sentences are true or false. Put a tick in the appropriate box. You have 1 minute to read the sentences. First listening.
Clothes. I have too many clothes. I have many clothes I've only worn once. Sometimes I even find something at the back of a drawer that I never even wore. I bought it, put it away, and then forgot about it. I'm sure I don't need so many clothes. I don't think anyone really needs 11 pairs of jeans and 32 sweaters. I won't tell you how many pairs of shoes I've got. That's way too embarrassing. The simple truth is, I love clothes and I love shopping. Maybe I have a problem. I'm sure I'd be a lot richer if I didn't buy so many clothes. I like brands, so the clothes I buy are quite expensive. One day I'm going to have a big clear out. I'll take all the clothes I no longer wear and give them to charity.
You have 1 minute to complete task 1. Second listening.
Clothes. I have too many clothes. I have many clothes I've only worn once. Sometimes I even find something at the back of a drawer that I never even wore. I bought it, put it away, and then forgot about it. I'm sure I don't need so many clothes. I don't think anyone really needs 11 pairs of jeans and 32 sweaters. I won't tell you how many pairs of shoes I've got. That's way too embarrassing. The simple truth is, I love clothes and I love shopping. Maybe I have a problem. I'm sure I'd be a lot richer if I didn't buy so many clothes. I like brands, so the clothes I buy are quite expensive. One day I'm going to have a big clear out. I'll take all the clothes I no longer wear and give them to charity.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Recording 2. You will hear a conversation between Peter and Anna, two friends who meet after not seeing each other for some time. For questions 1 to 5, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First listening.
Hi, it's Anna, isn't it?
Hey, Peter, how are you? I haven't seen you for ages.
Yeah, I think it was 4 years ago at Kathy's graduation party. Do you still see her?
I saw her last week, in fact. She's just had a baby.
Oh, wow. I can't believe that. Kathy, a mother.
I can't believe how different you look.
Do you think so?
Yeah. You've changed your hairstyle completely. You used to have really long hair, didn't you?
Yeah. I got tired of washing and brushing it 5 times a day.
And of course, you used to have a beard. You've shaved that off too.
Hey, that's true. I haven't had a beard for at least 3 years now.
And where are your glasses? You've stopped wearing your glasses with the red frames.
Oh, they were terrible. I can't believe you can still remember them. I wear contact lenses now.
They were so you, those glasses. So, what else is different with you?
Well, I've changed my job too. You remember I used to work in the bookstore?
Yeah.
Well, I have another job now and it's a lot better.
What do you do now?
I work for a computer software company in the city. The pay is great and the job is pretty interesting too.
That sounds terrific. What about Benji?
Benji? Who's he?
Don't tell me you've forgotten about that old Volkswagen you used to drive around in.
Benji? Wow, I can't believe you remembered. I've bought a new car now and it doesn't have a name. So what about you? What's changed in your life since we last saw each other?
Very little, actually. I've moved into a new apartment on the other side of town. That place I used to live in was just too small and cramped for me.
But you live so close to your job.
Yeah, well, I've changed my job too, just like you. Now, I work for my father in the sales department, so I'm pretty close to the office.
Look, I've got to hurry off now. But it's been great talking to you. What do you say? Should we meet up for dinner or a drink this week and catch up on old times?
Absolutely. Here's my home number. You can reach me anytime after 7.
Okay. I'll call in a day or two and we'll get something together. Bye for now, Anna.
Bye, Peter.
You have 1 minute to complete task 2. Second listening.
Hi, it's Anna, isn't it?
Hey, Peter, how are you? I haven't seen you for ages.
Yeah, I think it was 4 years ago at Kathy's graduation party. Do you still see her?
I saw her last week, in fact. She's just had a baby.
Oh, wow. I can't believe that. Kathy, a mother.
I can't believe how different you look.
Do you think so?
Yeah. You've changed your hairstyle completely. You used to have really long hair, didn't you?
Yeah. I got tired of washing and brushing it 5 times a day.
And of course, you used to have a beard. You've shaved that off too.
Hey, that's true. I haven't had a beard for at least 3 years now.
And where are your glasses? You've stopped wearing your glasses with the red frames.
Oh, they were terrible. I can't believe you can still remember them. I wear contact lenses now.
They were so you, those glasses. So, what else is different with you?
Well, I've changed my job too. You remember I used to work in the bookstore?
Yeah.
Well, I have another job now and it's a lot better.
What do you do now?
I work for a computer software company in the city. The pay is great and the job is pretty interesting too.
That sounds terrific. What about Benji?
Benji? Who's he?
Don't tell me you've forgotten about that old Volkswagen you used to drive around in.
Benji? Wow! I can't believe you remembered. I've bought a new car now, and it doesn't have a name. So what about you? What's changed in your life since we last saw each other?
Very little, actually. I've moved into a new apartment on the other side of town. That place I used to live in was just too small and cramped for me.
But you live so close to your job.
Yeah, well, I've changed my job too, just like you. Now, I work for my father in the sales department, so I'm pretty close to the office.
Look, I've got to hurry off now, but it's been great talking to you. What do you say? Should we meet up for dinner or a drink this week and catch up on old times?
Absolutely. Here's my home number. You can reach me anytime after 7.
Okay. I'll call in a day or two and we'll get something together. Bye for now, Anna.
Bye, Peter.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Recording 3. You will hear a broadcast about video games in the Olympics. Listen and underline the correct word in brackets. You have 1 minute to read the text. First listening.
Video games should be in Olympics. A designer of the World of Warcraft game has said video games should be in the Olympics. Rob Pardo told the BBC that video games, also called esports, should be an Olympics event. It would make the Olympics more modern. Millions of people love playing and watching competitive gaming. Mr. Pardo said professional gamers need to be lightning quick. They have to make hundreds of sudden decisions in one game. It is difficult to get esports into the Olympics. People do not think it is a real sport because it uses technology. Pardo says it is a sport because it needs physical effort and skill. He thinks it is better than many Olympic sports. PC Magazine said there could be an international competition just for esports. This could be like the Olympics. It means gaming would be the main event. In the Olympics, gaming would be one of many sports.
You have 1 minute to complete task 3. Second listening.
Video games should be in Olympics. A designer of the World of Warcraft game has said video games should be in the Olympics. Rob Pardo told the BBC that video games, also called esports, should be an Olympics event. It would make the Olympics more modern. Millions of people love playing and watching competitive gaming. Mr. Pardo said professional gamers need to be lightning quick. They have to make hundreds of sudden decisions in one game. It is difficult to get esports into the Olympics. People do not think it is a real sport because it uses technology. Pardo says it is a sport because it needs physical effort and skill. He thinks it is better than many Olympic sports. PC Magazine said there could be an international competition just for esports. This could be like the Olympics. It means gaming would be the main event. In the Olympics, gaming would be one of many sports.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please, put your pens down.